Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, put your feet up. It's time for the Other Three Amigos podcast with Declan McCormack, Wayne Mullins, and Dan.
Three lads, one podcast.
You're very welcome along to the Other Three Amigos. It's an emergency podcast. I'm not too sure what episode this would be. I don't have a doc in front of me. This is just going to be the ramblings of me and Decky. Wayne, unfortunately, cannot make it. He has an appointment with the toy show tonight, which involves drinking copious amounts of vodka for some reason. But there you go. Declan McCormack, how are you?
Dan, I'm absolutely flying now. It's been a good evening for Cork City supporters, I think.
Are you buzzing because of the toy show or because of the announcements from the football club?
I also have an appointment with the toy show, but no, I'm not buzzing for the toy show. I'm buzzing for the two appointments from the football club, to be fair. I mean, look, we'll get into it, but yeah, I do think it's a good day to be a Cork City supporter.
It certainly feels like it. Yeah, the emergency podcast, of course, we said if the manager was announced, we would have a podcast out the day after. So we're going to stay true to our word for once at least and follow through. Your initial thoughts on this whole Tim Clancy appointment, Decky?
To be honest, I think everybody would gladly have taken Tim Clancy. I think he's probably, with no disrespect to Richie Holland, probably the best appointment that we could have made. Won the first division with Drogheda, solidified them as a Premier Division side, moved on to St. Pat's, finished fourth. I know this season didn't go his way at Pat's and he ended up leaving, but in terms of the management candidates that were available in this country, I think he is the one most people would have wanted and would probably have hoped when Colin went, he would have been certainly a name that was at the top of a lot of lists. You know, we might explore a little bit maybe as to why that maybe didn't happen.
Are we just going to get into it now that potentially it was Liam Buckley in perhaps?
I think every Cork City fan would be linking the two announcements today. And I think that's a fair thing to do. It's probably fair to speculate that, Liam Buckley probably would have been cold, is probably the best way to put it, on the concept of bringing in Tim Clancy previously. I don't know what happened with the Gerard Nash stuff. John Fallon had that story this morning. To be fair to John, he's an experienced journalist. He knows his stuff. I'd have to believe that there was some truth in that. And then we started hearing about lunchtime that the Nash thing was off. And then it obviously kicked off. I think Dermot Usher, I'm speculating here. I'm speculating, but there's lots of stuff.
It's a fan podcast.
Adds up. Yeah, and I know. But if you believe the Nash stuff from John Fallon, which I do, to be honest, because I think John has enough credibility that you can believe that. When that started falling apart at lunchtime, I think something happened. I think Dermot Usher just said, right, enough is enough. I want Tim Clancy. And he went and he got Tim Clancy. And that led to Liam Buckley leaving the football club. Because I don't think it's beyond speculating with everything that's happened and the way things have worked out over the last 6 months. I think it's fair to speculate that Liam Buckley and Tim Clancy weren't a combination that were going to work together in any format.
So, unless you're a white sheet of paper, you're probably not going to get on well with Liam Buckley.
Liam Buckley's left the club. I only ever spoke to Liam once. That was in Limerick after the treaty game. I've said this openly. He was way nicer to me than he ever had to be. In the position that both of ourselves found ourselves in at the time, polar opposites, club hated us. I don't hate the football club and I don't hate anybody in the football, but we were having our differences with the club. And Liam Buckley was way nicer to me than he ever had to be. It's just, he didn't do a good job with the football director's role. And I think fans are looking at it and thinking, these are two very, very good decisions from the owner. And you have to credit Dermot Usher with making those decisions.
Absolutely. Here's a bit of a flavour of what the fans said. Dan Casey comes in with Lullaby Liam has to go. That was 20 minutes before the announcement. The Rebel Hibby head coach makes me think Buckley is staying. Bad call. Let Tim assemble his squad and he should bring us back up. David Crowley, good choice. Experience getting drugs up. Now get the players in. Sean O'Mahony delighted with it. Called it in May. He's the best appointment we could have made. Roy O'Sullivan, back him with the playing squad. A good appointment. Getting good vibes with this one, says Brendan O'Gorman. It's a shrewd appointment, says Brian. Good appointment for once. Trevor McCarthy, cautiously optimistic. Dylan O'Flaherty, Buckley out. So everyone seems to be incredibly happy with the move.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we need a manager. Like, the thing with the Jarrod Nash one that, and we were talking about it, was that had me worried was, I never felt the first division in the League of Ireland was a place for a rookie manager. It's not a place somebody can cut their teeth. Now, Jarrod Nash might have been a brilliant appointment that might turn out to be some kind of brilliant football manager, but you go that route, or do you go the route of somebody who has won the first division, knows the division, knows how to navigate their way through it, understands what you need in a squad to be competitive and win that first division. And I think if you ask Cork City fans, that's the way they all would have went, as opposed to taking a shot on a rookie who has no experience or has no maybe even knowledge of the League of Ireland. And I think, look, I'll say it again, I think this is the best appointment we could have made. Credit to the club, credit to Dermot Usher. Look, I mean, Dermot has his issues with us, that's fine, I understand that, I never leave that cloud my judgment. I think he's made two very, very good decisions for the football club today. He's not a man who's ever struck any of us as somebody who's afraid to make a decision. And look, I mean, his decision today to part ways with Liam Buckley is a brave one, because he's basically saying, I made this decision to appoint him 6 months ago, I now recognise that it hasn't worked out and I'm moving on. And there's an element of bravery in that the whole time.
Yeah.
But you know what? Long term, it's actually what you want from an owner. It's what we need. It's what we hope Dermot Usher will be. That you can just say, do you know what? This isn't working. Okay, I've made a mistake. I'm willing to stand up and take that on board and say, no, time to move on, time to make a change. And I think maybe today is the first day of us maybe seeing the real Dermot Usher, if that makes sense. You know,
I hope so. Well, that first year is going to be incredibly tough, coming from his background. And yeah, I think it's going to be the start. Hopefully it's the start of something good. I think he's, sure, obviously he's learned a huge amount, but two brave decisions, but it's two brave decisions the fans have certainly got on board with.
Absolutely. And as I said, I'll say it again, like, I don't think you can remove one decision from the other. I mean, it is what it is. I keep saying that about the league table. We are what the league table says we are. These two decisions, I think, are linked. It's impossible to think that they're not linked, you know? And it is what it is. It's drive on from here. I think the fan base will 150% get behind the appointment of Tim Clancy. They're vast majority of them are behind the removal of Liam Buckley. So we went from this morning where the fan base was starting to fracture and panic, I think, to what, 7:30 or so was it? The whole fan base has just rose itself. And that's football. It's everything changes so quickly. And a couple of announcements from the club, and everybody's behind the club again, behind Dermot Usher, behind Tim Clancy. And now it's about signing players and bringing players in and doing that side of it. But the fan base will instantly trust Tim Clancy to do that.
Yeah, they can now announce.
They trusted.
they can now announce their season tickets on a pause.
Yeah. I thought you were going to mention a player's name, and I'm just going to go, oh, Christ, he's off already. So look, I think it's a good day for the football club, but Tim Clancy has said it, and that's the other thing in his statement. Tim Clancy embraced the idea in a statement of winning the first division. He's not hiding from it. You know, he's already said, he's basically saying, I know how big this football club is. I understand how it is. I understand what the job here is. And the job is winning the first division. Nothing else is acceptable.
Yeah.
And he has come straight out and said it. You know, he hasn't said I'm going to win the first division, but he's hinted at it in his statement that, you know, get this club back up at the first attempt. And that's exactly what the fan base expects. But they will trust Tim Clancy to do that.
And I certainly think Usher will have that expectation as well. If these two decisions are written to go off of, he will surely have to be expecting to go straight back up in at a comfortable lead, as you said on the last pod. I mean, 15 points, really, it would have to be.
I mean, I kind of regret saying that, because if we win it by one or we win it by 15, I know, but if we win it by 1 point or we win it by 15, the result is the same. You're promoted as champions, you know, and that's fundamentally what it's about. Yes, it's not a league that scares us. It shouldn't scare us, but it was starting to scare us because there was no movement on the management. There'd been no movement on player announcements, either players coming in or players leaving. Unfortunately, there was a fear that it was Liam Buckley was going to be doing the recruitment. And to be fair, Liam Buckley was doing the recruitment up until 2 or 3 days ago. So whatever's happened has happened very quick. And I do think it's only happened today.
How do you know that?
I'm speculating. I'm just saying, I think it just looks like it, because when you put it, as I said, like, I don't think John Fallon is wrong, you know, and therefore stuff just happened today. And I think Dermot Usher, and I'd like to think, because it makes you more confident in Dermot Usher, that Dermot reached a point today where he just said, right, enough of this bollocks, and Nash isn't doing it, he's not coming, I want Tim Clancy. And bang, he went and got his man, probably very quickly, but so be it. And it cost him his sporting director. He had a decision to make, and it went that way. That's my reading of it. I'm not saying, and please, like, people don't, or your man in the podcast said, this is what has happened. It's me speculating on what's happened. It's not me saying definitively, this is what happened.
Yeah, just a bit about Tim. I can't even remember if you said this already. 2 years in the first division, got up with Drogheda into seventh place then in the Premier Division. And then he's clearly built the bones of a very good Pat side. So, by all accounts, he does look like a good appointment. Do you think, do you know much about his football playing style? Is that something have you looked into, or is that something you even give a shite about at the
Couldn't
moment anyway?
Less. No, you just want to win games. And here's the thing. We spoke about this before when Colin Healy had us in the first division. Colin had to give up his philosophy of moving the ball through the lines and go far more direct than his philosophy ever would have wanted him to go. Tim Clancy's been there. He's done that. He's won the division. And this is the thing, when I was talking about, you know, a rookie, these are the kind of things I was talking about. Like, Tim knows what needs to be done to win that division and how you have to go about it. If you want to play football in the first division, you have to earn the right to play football. If you had a rookie guy, a first-time manager coming in who might think, okay, we play lovely fangled-dangled football here and we'll play it through the lines and we'll knock it around, and 3 games in, you've 1 point. And he doesn't understand that in order to play your fancy football, you first have to win the right on the pitch to do that, you know? You're going to be down in Mount Hawk Park, you're going to be up in Longford, you're going to be in Athlone. But they're going to kick you, they're going to push you, they're going to make your life difficult. And I think that's what Colin did so well. He parked his philosophy and what he wanted to do for the benefit of the team and the club. And I don't think philosophies really have much of a place in the first division, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay. A few questions have come in. Boring Kian Coleman has said, Clancy was available when Conan left. Amidst the happiness of reaching the right decision today, was Buckley prioritised ahead of Clancy last time? Surely Clancy was contacted then if he was hired today. Clancy clearly wouldn't work with a sporting director. Bad call then, good now. And it's basically what you've already said.
I'm speculating.
Mystic Mac. Mr. McCormack. Kevin Ring.
Speculating.
Was Nash in for the job? Did he turn it down? And then Clancy got off of the job.
I genuinely don't know. Right, it depends on whether you take what John Fallon has said at face value or not. I tend to take that at face value, to be honest with you. Don't know what happened with Nash, what the reasons for him pulling out were, etc., etc. I do think if that's what happened, then I do think, as I said, Dermot Usher just reached a point where he's gone, no, I want Clancy and that's it, you know? And everything else has happened from there then.
Okay. Stephen Burke, who are we going to replace Rory Keating with? We speak about that. That was absolutely heartbreaking. Just seeing her. I knew it was happening. I knew it was going to happen. He looks so strange in that Pat's jersey and gear.
It was heartbreaking. And we all knew he was going. And it still wasn't any easier when it happened. And it's like the graphic then that Pat's used, you know, the red background with the red jersey. And Rory Keating looks like a tomato or something. His head is all red. His face is... He's like a fella who's been in Santa Panza for a week and got badly done because the chemist was out of after sun, like, you know. And it's a horrific graphic. And you're just going like, oh, man, they've done him up like a kipper in the graphic before he's ever kicked the ball for them, you know. But look, it was heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking, but we all knew it was coming. It is what it is. Who are we going to replace him with? I genuinely have no idea. Like, I mean, don't know. But this is where you hope Tim Clancy still has his network, still has his contacts, knows players, and he does know a lot of players. And like, I'd be quite confident that Tim Clancy will find the caliber of squad to bring us out of that division.
Yeah. Well, I know Keating went on holidays after the relegation playoff, so the Santa Panza theory could quite possibly be a runner.
He was in, I think he was in Tenerife, but like, I mean, I don't think it was anything to do with his skin color. It was graphic. It's like oh my word. But anyway, look, we can't mock Premier Division clubs for anything though, can we?
Stephen Burke again, a toy show watch along, is it? Sean O'Malley. Is the ruthlessness almost that we've seen today in getting rid of Buckley exactly what the club needs right now? Thinking back to Clancy's time at Pats and Drogheda, is there any players that you think would fit in here?
The first answer is yes. We've already spoken about that, about, you know, we hope that this is a sign of Dermot Usher at his best, and long may that continue. The first one that jumps to mind is the keeper, and we need a keeper. What's his name? David, and people on the forum were on about this. David Odumusu. He had him at Drogheda, then he took him to Pats. Then I think he's up in Glentoran now, if I remember correctly. But I do know that his agents tried to get David into Cork City this time last year, and for whatever reasons, we weren't. Obviously, we took the keeper from Celtic and that. So, yeah, I think that's one that's probably maybe possible, or one that you would think, look, somebody somewhere is going to spend an hour or two going back through all the players Tim Clancy has signed when he was at Drogheda and then signed for
that
Pats.
That would be you.
See where they are. No, it won't. Not tonight, anyway. See where they are and see what happens then. I mean, you have the Toy Show at 9:30. The Jets are playing Miami Dolphins at 9:00. So we've about 10 minutes to wrap this up before I go turn on an American football game while the child cries because she wants to watch the Toy Show.
Dickie, don't do that to her. Duncan Unum comes in. Are we happy with how things have panned out so far? I think yes. Mike McCarthy, why wasn't Clancy hired last summer? Does he mean this summer?
No, I think he means when Colin went, which would have been, well, yeah, sorry, yeah. I mean, summer of, yeah, so it would have been this summer, yeah. It's, look, I think, as I said, I'm speculating, but I think I think you also have to recognize that Tim Clancy probably hadn't left Pats long at that season, so he might have wanted to come straight back in at that stage either. Again, that's speculation, but look, at some stage, I think he was willing to come in, and maybe a previous sporting director might have been cold on that idea.
John Aldino comes in. We kind of answered everyone else's questions there, but he comes in and says, do you lads think Owen Abbey is good enough to lead the line as our starting front man next year? Again, I love Tunde as a person and as a human being. He seems so nice and so lovely. And every time I've nodded the head at him and said hello, he's done it back and he's so smiley. But no, yeah, I do not.
If we were playing Takeshi's Castle, though, I'd definitely it was funny the way he interacted with us on social media with that as well, wasn't it? You know, listen, this time last year, people were saying, who's the player? And Tunde was the first player I said. Tim Clancy had Tunde. If I think, no, Tim Clancy signed Tunde for Pats, didn't he? From Finn Harris.
Oh, that would have linked up, I'd say.
I'm speculating on the timeline, I do think Tim Clancy was the manager who bought Tunde to Pats, so I could definitely see Tunde being here next year. Is he good enough to lead the line? I would always consider Tunde as my second striker, not the go-to man. But as I said in the last pod, I can see a scenario where Tunde scores a bucket full of goals in the first division.
He's going to be a nightmare for, yeah, I'm looking at Finn Harps, 31 appearances, 10 goals for Finn Harps. And yeah, that would link up. Tim must have brought him to Pats because that was 2022 and he had 28 appearances there, 5 goals, and 28 for us.
Yeah, but a lot of them were off the bench. A lot of them were off the bench, you know.
I didn't realise he's Finn Harps' record at all. So the first division theory
thought he got more at Finn Harps. I mean, I thought he had 15 for Finn Harps, but
maybe that's just league. Oh no, it's his club domestic league appearances. Yeah, it's only league, so maybe he got cup ones as well.
Okay.
We have a few questions on Instagram there as well. Who's going up to Dublin to get the car back? I'd just say Liam had to hand him the keys. I'd say that was a.
Oh my word! Yeah,
it was a good one.
I don't think they can send me anyway, can they? I may not be welcome in the Buckley household.
Does Clancy bring in Jack Doherty? It's gonna all happen. This is gonna happen.
Look, who wouldn't want to bring in Jack Doherty? Jack Doherty got 17 goals for Cove last year, right? If you forget everything else, forget I've spent 3 years talking about how good a player Jack Doherty is. Forget jacking off with everybody in Cove and everything else. Like, if you just look at this year's first division, and you say there's a guy there who scored 17 goals for Cove Ramblers, and you want to win the division, you're going, like, you have to be in the thought process of this is somebody we should be looking to sign. No, whether Jack wants to play full-time football, whether we can adapt our training and et cetera, to allow him, who knows? There are conversations those people have to have. I did discover today when the Nash stuff was around that Doherty and Nash were at Ipswich together. And I was kind of getting a little jiggy at that thought. I was like, well, they know each other and he's going to know how good a player. So, you know, then I was going like, okay, that's fair enough. But look, Tim Clancy, and this is the thing about having somebody like Tim Clancy. Tim Clancy knows the division. He knows the players. He knows those who have excelled in the division already, you know. So, yeah, you'd imagine. I said it before. It would be negligent of Cork City not to at least sit down and have a conversation with Jack Doherty.
Ali McAuliffe comes in and says, has he been appointed too late to take full advantage of the transfer window?
It's still only the 24th of November. I don't think so. Not in the first division. You can see things are moving that bit quicker in the Premier Division. You know, Shells today announced a whole slay of re-signings. They spent yesterday announced, I think they announced two new signings yesterday. None of which were Aaron Bolger, which makes me kind of go, oh, I wonder. But anyway, So, but the first division hasn't kind of kicked off yet. So, no, I think I'd be confident enough that we would be okay in that regard.
Jason O'Flynn, was Clancy the owner's choice and Buckley wanted Nash / McLaughlin to work under him?
I don't know, is the honest answer. Who knows?
You know, Stephen Bowley.
Just the way it's worked out.
Would you take McGlaid back? Thanks for your help on the Love Zone, but I don't think I would.
No. No.
I'd say another one for the Secret Garden. I would guess, but I could be wrong.
No, it's just, you know what? I'm a big believer. I like, don't ever go back. That's kind of a...
Like a relationship. It's just never the...
Yeah, it's just never the same second time around, like, you know. So, no, don't ever go back.
Are we going to address the McLaughlin story when that came out? And we were the kind of drivers of that, if you will, and then national media took it up.
Yeah, we were the drivers of it. I'm not sure there's a whole lot I can say, to be honest. I'm not hiding from it. We f***ed it up, like. But you don't get everything right. Is one thing. I'd love to comment on Paddy McLaughlin's interview with BBC Northern Ireland, but I think I'll wait and see where Paddy McLaughlin is employed, shall we say, at the start of next season, and maybe comment on it then. But look, yeah, we got one wrong. Hold our hands up completely. That's on us, it's not on anybody else, and it's the nature of the game, and you have to take these things. I don't think anybody is ever right 100% of them, but I would hope people look and say, yeah, their record is pretty good, you know. So, and here's the other thing, to Cork City, fair play to Cork City, nobody had the Tim Clancy one today. Nobody.
Those leaks have been sealed tightly.
It's another reason why I think it happened very, very quickly. Because it's Ireland, it's League of Ireland. Stuff slips out if it's a 2 or 3 day process. Somebody gets a sniff, somebody gets a whisper, you know, it's a thing. So I do think I could be wrong. As I said, I'm only speculating. But look, I do think it happened pretty quickly when the Nash thing didn't happen.
Do you think Tim might give the pod a chance at some point?
Who knows? Tim's around a long time, but look, Tim works for the club, and like everybody else working at the club, he has to do what his employer says. So it's probably really not Tim's choice to, you know. I'd love to have Tim Clancy on. I'd love to get him on before the season starts and have a chat and have a laugh and see what he wants to do and how he wants to do it and all those things. But look, at the moment, unfortunately, we are the Antichrist, and I still harbour hope somewhere along the line that might change. But
I just have off nothing but vibes alone that's slightly changed or will change. I'm just picking.
I don't know. Look, I personally, I hope it does. I've always been that way. I'm always open. I sit down and talk to anybody. I hold no personal grudges. I hold nothing against people. It doesn't bother me. It's a form of business. We haven't turned this into a business. So I'm probably using the wrong word when I say business. This isn't a business, but you know, it is what it is. It's popular. The club kind of have to deal with it. So I hope they can maybe change their outlook on how they should deal with it. But look,
we've been full of their praises tonight, to be fair. But we give them credit where credit is due, like.
Yeah, that's always the way. Like, and as I said, I'm never going to allow, like I said, I'll say it again. Like, I do feel like we were badly done and treated poorly after the Colin Healy stuff, which again was correct. We were 100% correct, but it is what it is. That's I don't leave that cloud how I see other areas, or I try not to anyway. And I think today was a very, very good day for the football club. I think it's a very, very good day for Dermot Usher. I think he deserves credit for what he has done and the moves that he has done. And if it does turn out that it was a reaction, and like, as I have to say again, we don't know this, we're speculating, but you have to give John Fallon credit. He's around a long time, so you have to presume his information was correct. And if that's the case, things change very, very quickly, and Dermot Usher reacted very, very quickly. And that's praiseworthy and should be praised. And as I said, I hope it gives us an insight into what we might expect from Dermot Usher going forward.
Someone metaphorically shouted four. By the way, speaking of giving the credit, to be fair to Aaron Howie, those kits were absolutely incredible. You didn't get to speak about it in the last one.
Jesus, that away kit. I'm not a kit person. I've said this openly. I'm not a kit person. But remember when we said, was it what, 2 months ago, 2.5 that the away kit was going to be some kind of pink and navy type thing? And I said at the time, I think that'd be nice. I think that's the kind of thing I could wear. Like, that kit is unbelievable. Like, it is, like, fans loved it. Again, fair play to the club. They've absolutely nailed the kits. And then, as we saw today, we were sent the photograph. They're scarves in the same colour.
Oh, they are
that
beautiful.
Away colour. Oh, my word. Like,
and the white ones are as well.
Yeah, the stuff is top class. Like, it's top quality, top class. And again, like, it's like it makes you hopeful, because it's out before Christmas, it's out before the end of November, and it's not like before. Previously, we would have announced jerseys, and then you can pre-order them, or they'll be in 3 weeks' time, and all of a sudden there's a mad rush Christmas week because the jerseys still haven't come in, and you're like, oh, is my jersey going to be there? It's not going to be. None of that. We announced them on the Friday night. I think it was Friday night, wasn't it? And they were in the They were in the shop on the Saturday. This is all good stuff. All good stuff that we haven't seen before. So again, as I said, I hope it's a sign of a club starting to be run the way you want a club to be run.
Yeah. Just let Howie do more stuff.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, look.
But pay him for it.
Yeah, you know. I mean, as I said, like, the thing about Howie, right? And I don't want to talk about, we shouldn't be talking about employees. Look at that St. Pat's graphic for Rory Keane. Announcement. Look at our graphics all year. You don't need to know any more about Aaron Howie. There you go. That's it. You know?
And that video they did was absolutely incredible as well. The release video. I give out about the one that we did for Sky, but this one was on another
unbelievable
level.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a photograph of Jonas released as well, where he's, you know, he's sitting in the back. It's like,
oh, surely they have to be signed, himself and Bagsy. Have to be.
Bagsy has, I believe, has interest from Galway, Sligo, and Waterford. So, who knows?
Has it ever been done before? A player advertising the kit shags off.
That probably has. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I mean, there would be a compensation fee due for Bagsy anyway. And here's the thing, Bagsy doesn't strike me as a fella who necessarily wants to leave Cork City. Like, I mean, Scotty spoke about the people who cared about Cork City, and my understanding is Bagsy was absolutely devastated by the relegation, so he might be a guy who thinks, you know, I want to hang around and try and put it right. But as I said, if there's genuine interest in him from Premier Division clubs, I'm fairly certain that they would have to pay a compensation fee. Now, if Josh Honeyham was 20,000 to Shamrock Rovers, I don't know what Bagsy's would be. It's not going to be any more than 20 grand anyway, you'd imagine. So maybe one of those clubs want to pay that. And
Jonas is going out with a Cork woman, so we have him forever.
All right, okay, that's good news. I didn't know that. I know he's gone back to Canada.
It's just a rumor, but
he's gone back to Canada for the moment anyway, I think. So, but yeah, Jonas is a guy I would hope and expect to be here next year, yeah. Definitely.
Does that wrap up everything we wanted to talk about?
How did we get 40 minutes out of it? I've absolutely no idea. I think our sponsorship deal with NordVPN has come to an end as well, so they got no mention this time around. We're shutting down for the winter, but hopefully they might be back to us again next year and see how we go from there.
Season ticket prices, is that going to go down? Or match ticket prices in general?
I don't think so. I think they'll be the same as last year, I'd imagine.
All right. And I think that ends this episode of the Other Three Amigos podcast. Decky, there's just one person to say adios this time.
The other two amigos, but at least we could still call it Toe Tap anyway, so it's all right. Adios.
Adios. Adios.
The Other Three Amigos podcast with Damien Sheenan, Wayne Mullins, and Declan McCormack. Three lads, one podcast.